Good morning. We're going to talk about something. I'm one of the gardeners that we're going to talk about this morning, this afternoon, how to put a garden in. Very simple, right in your, from your condominiums and even in your apartment. Because in LA, you don't have a lot of land to work with. It's mostly concrete jungle. Where I live, the biggest, our town I live in is 900 people. You guys live in a town with millions. And so, but there's something that's been very concerning to me is genetically modified seed.
Yeah.
And from the plant. And some of the things that you're eating is affecting us, affecting you. And it's interesting, from 1990 till now, allergies is running rampant. Even some of these, they're not sure what's happening, but they're finding out, working with rats, that if you feed a genetically modified corn to a rat, to a mother, they cut it to a mother 3 weeks, and to her children 3 weeks, her baby died. They also found that if you fed genetically modified soy, they found they were developing tumors in their stomach. So we're going to talk about some of these things here just this morning, and then this afternoon we will deal with what can you do right in your home, working, feeding your soil, like using aspirin. You can use aspirin to feed your plants, or Tums and different things like that. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. So right now we're going to look at some of the facts that's out there, and it's still coming in still. So genetically modified is, the Europeans are rejecting it. Even in India, they're rejecting it. Even in Mexico, it's messing up the biodiversity with some of their corn. But in America, we're not really informed. We just keep on going at it. So let's look at some of the facts here. Genetically modified seed is when it's not a hybrid. Now, a hybrid is you take a tomato with another tomato and put them together to get a certain variety or a certain flavor or a certain size. But genetically modified is taking a seed from the plant kingdom and connecting it to an animal kingdom. For instance, in the early 1990s, they had a tomato called Flobar tomato. That was a tomato with a fish gene, and they put it together. It didn't have a nice taste, and they got rid of that tomato. You can understand why. But then there's another one they're using, trying to check with rice, to make rice grow really well. They put it with a liver gene of a human being and see if they can connect it. Or they'll take a gene from if you want the tomato to last longer on your vines, they'll take some of the fish up in the northeast or northwest, some of the flounders, and they have that antifreeze kind of protection, and they will connect that with that tomato to make it last longer in cold weather. And so that's what they're trying today. And so a lot of things are happening. And it started back in the 80s, but it was before that. And it was first came on the market in 1994. The top producers in the world, United States of America, 59%, Argentina, 20%, Canada, 6%, Brazil, China, are the lower count. Look at it, says there, 96% of the global cultivation was in genetically modified. Europe, only small amounts. In Spain, 60-70% of our processed foods available in today are genetically modified already. And I remember listening to a study at a convention I went to, and in another 10 years, they want to make it even higher. And they're trying to save the world of starving to death. But, you know, back 100 years ago, people weren't starving to death. They were saving their seeds and reproducing them and keep saving them. But today, you continue with this market, and then you got to keep going to these biotech companies and buy from them. So if everybody had to go to them every year, guess what would happen? If they didn't like you, what would happen? They would not sell to you. So you can control the market that way. And in Hawaii, the biodiversity and the biotech companies are really big there. Continue on. Today, 10 corporations control 49% of the world's seed market. In 1970, 7,000 seed companies controlled only 0.5% of the seed market. So 49% is controlling the seed market right now, the company. So it's a concern, isn't it? Let's look here. Major agriculture biotech, we know, is Monsanto. They, in 2007, their profits, $993 million, almost a billion in sales. Their profit, also 90% of GM seeds sold by Monsanto or competitors that license the genes in those seeds. So they are controlling a big market here. And people are trying to kind of push them out of the way. But it's interesting, a lot of these companies are buying up the organic seed. Because they know that in the organic world or in the seed world where people are saving their seed, they are trying to buy that up. If you can buy those seeds up, what can you do? You can control. Some of the major pharmaceuticals, Adventist, Bayer, Dow, all these companies are getting involved with genetically modified organisms. Now, what is it to do? Increase the growth rate, enhance ripening, prevent spoilage, enhance nutritional quality, change appearance, provide resistance to herbicides, and drought alter freezing properties. That is what their intention is. But where I live, a lot of people grow, the farmers grow genetically modified cotton, soy, and corn. And what we're noticing in our area, our bee population is going down. And they found out there's two things that they're thinking why the bee population is going down. One is this, is genetically modified because of pollen. Another one is this, cell tower. They're finding out that might be one contributing for these collapse of these colonies of bees. And they say genetically modified 16%, they want to be herbicide resistant. Then they want to produce 19% of the food to have its own resistance to pesticides or make its own, and 13% produce their own pesticides and herbicide resistant. So you see, a lot of us are ingesting what? A lot of what? Herbicides, insecticides, and pesticides. And it's interesting, they've been finding some interesting research out here that people today are coming down with different, for instance, I'll give you an example. A lot of us who eat wheat or soy or corn, have you noticed, I'll give you an example, take your pulse before you eat that one item, just do that one item. Take your pulse before you eat that item. And say your pulse, like mine is at 60, so mine have a low pulse rate, I don't get too frustrated. You know, some of you who are in the city, you're at 90, 100, just always revved up, you know. But where I live, you know, we got skunks and, you know, just someone parks right next to you on the street, just moves out of the way, lets you go by, and you come back and keep talking. Here, you guys just honk on it, that horn is your, you know, it's just that stress. The level might be a little high, but just take your pulse, and if it's at, let's say it's at 70, and you ate that genetically modified corn or soy, or any of the things that we're going to talk about, genetically modified, you ate that. And wait, after you consumed it, wait 30 minutes, check your pulse again. If it's at 25, it raises 25 to 30%, like 25 to 30 points, like it goes from 70 to 95 to 100, you could be pre-allergic to that item. Setting yourself up for allergic reactions or allergies. So what you do is, you take that item out of your diet for that month. And then gradually, just don't eat that item, and gradually work it back into your diet. Not that same genetically modified, but find other things. And you'll find your body will start leveling up. That's very interesting because a lot of people are having this thing called phlegm. Mucus? Yeah. Some of the things we're eating is causing mucus. Okay, they found this, the allergy in this food, 2% of adults, infants and young children, they found allergies from the food. 30,000 they found that are entering emergency rooms. Now, they're not sure if it's because it's genetically modified, but they're noticing these things are rapidly increasing. 90% are caused by ingredients containing protein derived from milk, eggs, fish, creation, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. Now, it's interesting, peanuts, everybody like eating what? Not everybody, but peanut butter. It has mold. A lot of times more mold spores right in there. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to be careful from these nuts. Food allergies on the rise, partly due to increased recognition and reporting, and they're not sure about all this connected to GMO. But look what it says here. Here's what people with this genetically modified. 61% of our corn are with this genetically modified. 80% of cotton. You don't eat cotton, do you? No, but you have cotton seed oil. It's in our food. Canola oil, most of it is genetically modified. Look in your recipe, your ingredients. 89% of the soybeans. Other crops are recommended, rice, tomatoes, potatoes. Hawaiian papaya is mostly genetically modified. They're working with zucchini, fish neck squash. And all these are driving the biodiversity, these other seeds out of the market, and they're crossbreeding with them, and they can't reproduce. Now, it's altering the soil bacteria and soil quality, and that's so interesting, because as a gardener, you are always trying to feed that soil so the soil feeds your plant. That is the intention here. But a lot of us not realizing that the soil, these organisms, when they get out, they can't control them. And so what happens is they can really make the other part of the ground sterile around them. And so you have to only plant genetically modified seeds in that area. And also I said about the decline of the bee population. Agriculture, 30% of the employment, the 35% of GDP is in the sub-Saharan Africa. But look at this here. Only 2% of the workforce in agriculture in America is employed. But look at 84% back in 1810. So you can imagine, we are really not producing anything, are we?
No.
Most of our food comes from where?
Overseas.
The Europeans have a most zero tolerance to the biotech crops. Also, Europe is not buying some of these biotechs and some of these GMOs unless they have them on their labels. And the corn and soybean bought by Europeans still decrease their supply, trying to decrease their supply. That's in Europe. Also, sorry about the picture, it says the consumers, the U.S. consumers haven't been as resistant as the Europeans. We don't really care. We just say, just keep giving it to us. As long as we keep what? Eating. Okay? We don't trust. We just trust whatever someone's growing, right? And so it's causing some problems here. But in Europe, they're trying to get rid of it. Some of these places in India or Asia trying to ban some of this stuff. Now, in the Bible, for those, I believe in the Bible, and so here it says in Leviticus 19:19, written by a man 4,000 years ago, even more, says this, "You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed," or mixed seed. You know, look at another one that says here, "Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds or different seeds, lest thy fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled." Now that was written over thousands of years ago, but today they're fighting in the science that some of these seeds are corrupting our soil. Okay, what about world hunger? It says they want to overturn these situations and with these farmers. And these farmers are finding out that a lot of this plant that they're planting is messing up their soil and their seed saving. And so now they want to reject some of it. It's hard. When you get into the genetically modified seed business, you can't really get out of it. Your soil is pretty much controlled by the seed. The only thing it grows, everything you've got genetically modified. And then it says And these terminated seeds, these plants, they produce the pollen, and that is spreading to the other plants. Continue on here. If it's not labeled organic, avoid products made with the big four, as corn, soybeans, canola, and cottonseed used in processed foods. You gotta be careful now. They're not gonna kind of trick you now. They can put organic on a label, unless it's totally organic. They can put one item organic, and the rest can be non-organic. And you think that plant is what? That product is organic or natural, and they can trick you that way. And also with the sugar here, the sugar beets are doing genetically modified with some of them right now. So you got everything is. And here's some of the items like corn flour, cornmeal, oil. These are things you find in your ingredients. Starch, gluten, all the sweeteners, soy, the lecithin, protein, isolate, the isoflavin, the vegetable oils, the canola, which comes from the rapeseed. All those are genetically modified or come from this main family here. The cottonseed oil, sugar, or anything not listed as 100% cane sugar. GM beet sugar recently entered the food supply. To avoid it, look for organic and non-GMO sweeteners. Candy and chocolate made with 100% cane sugar, evaporated cane juice, or organic sugar. Even aspartame. You know, all these things are with the genetically modified. Okay, let's look at some solutions as we bring this down to a little close here. We don't want to buy GMO. That's what I'm saying for myself, but you make your own decision. But do some more research. There's a lot of things going out there. And some of these guys are blowing the whistle. Some of these scientists are being fired because they're showing that some of the genetically modified plants are hurting the mice and rats they're working with. All right? Watch your food labels. Be informed. consumer. All right, another one. Support local farmers or organic agriculture or patronized farmers market. You know, I'm not saying you should have to be all organic. See, organic does not mean it's nutritional. Everybody's quiet. Organic just tells me it doesn't have herbicides, insecticides, or pesticides. But what I'm trying to tell you this afternoon, we need to grow food nutritionally. Because it's where the nutrition is what feeds us. Okay, consumer supported agriculture co-ops, approximately 1,200 in the U.S. and are growing. Support family farms if possible, they are a dying breed. Purchase heirloom or open pollinated seeds, or even some hybrids. Start a vegetable garden, grow right where you are. We're going to show you how to do that this afternoon, and begin sprouting. Start to think about sprouting. That's part of gardening. And in closing, I want to say this. This afternoon, we're going to show you just where you at, how you can grow some lettuce, a little salad garden, and a little tray where you can cut and go and keep coming back. And I've done it many times, and it's interesting. You eat some of this food and how to grow it and how to use it from your aspirin, your tongue, and things like that. You'd be amazed what your food would start taking like. So I want to thank you this morning.